Good morning, Love good morning. Talk Radio. Welcome to the Love, 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 Love Journey. Yes, they call it a prayer line. I call it an experience. I call it an experience because it's more than a prayer line. Have you ever been somewhere where you feel so fulfilled? Well, at least I feel fulfilled when I'm always living the love journey. I tell you, it's been an amazing ride. And I want to thank each and every one of you who are here. Because of all the places you could be, you chose to be right here. It's the love journey. The love journey's mission is to educate, motivate, and elevate the consciousness of our people. To remind us that our only job on the planet is to return to love. Our vision is to assist people to become architects of their own lives by using books of courage, faith, wisdom, love, purpose, and passion. We call this an inspirational experience. Assisting people on how to live from that higher space, recognizing that love is the powerful force to living from that space. Today, you're going to hear Reverend Knight finish talking about our financial psychology. And so, I want you to stay tuned. Be ready. And really, really mentally prepare yourself for that relationship for money this morning. How about we go to Angela 1 and see you sending the Lord.
How they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sounded something like this. How should we pray? 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 Here's what the Lord told us. your palest eye of praise. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You've tuned in to The Love Journey. I'd like to honor and thank you for your presence this morning. Because of all the places you could have been, you could have been many places, you chose to be here. And so this morning, I honor your choice to be in this space with one mind and one spirit and one love. Yes, this is The Love Journey, and I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach, your author, vision board counselor, filmmaker, and the list goes on. And as I remind you today, that there is one cause, one mind, one source, I am. I am that I am. And see, because the source created us out of itself in order to express itself through each and every one of us. This source being pure mind and action. And you see, God knows us as an intelligent vehicle of great ideas. Therefore, we know. We now know ourselves as the mind of God in expression. I am the mind of God in expression. You are the mind of God in expression. I am alert. I am vital. I am an individualization of the infinite mind. And you are as well. I am an intelligence. I am wisdom. I am knowledge. Every idea that is ever required is already inside of our consciousness. And these ideas are now activated in our thoughts, and we're fully aware of them henceforth and forevermore, knowing that we shall always make the right decision. This comes from a book called The Power of Choice, page 5, by Dr. Raymond Charles Barker. Yes, we are the divine ideas. We are the mind of God in action. I love that. So let's tune in to the space inside us that connects us to that one source, that one presence. And as we become still and know that I am God, be still and know that I am God. And so as we become one with the one, I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and release through the mouth, family. I want you to breathe today. Breathe, family. Let's breathe. And release. Let there be light. And as we take in that deep breath again, remember to breathe in through the nose, breathe into the diaphragm, deep into the diaphragm, breathe into the heart. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight and release through the mouth. And remember, family, breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family, breathe. And release. Breathe. Divine Mother, Father, Great Infinite Spirit. Yes, we recognize this presence when this line is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. Holy Spirit, as I speak from the transforming power, come, Holy Spirit. As I invite and invoke the mighty I Am presence, the mighty I Am that I am God, beloved presence. And as I speak from my mighty I Am consciousness, from the greater version of myself, I ask that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart, oh, come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in the greater version of myself as I speak from my higher mind self. And as I speak to every molecule, every fiber, and every organ in our bodies today, as I speak from that transcending power, as I speak the words that are eloquently placed and downloaded in my heart, I give thanks to the Most High God. I give thanks for this right now moment as I ask that every word comes from my higher mind self, that every thought will come from my higher mind self, that I will remove every human created thought, every human created ego, that I will come empty and allow the presence of my higher mind self to fill every space, every molecule, every fiber. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, speak. Me today, Lord. Speak to our hearts today, God. Speak to our minds today, God. Divine presence of my higher God being at the center of my mind, that I activate all the forces in me in the mighty powerful name of Christ consciousness, as I recognize that my mind is the part of the infinite mind of God. Therefore, I declare before the God of my being that in this right now moment, that you come and cleanse my mind, cleanse my heart and my soul. And as I speak from that being, you know today what each and every one of us have a desire of even before I ask. Oh, the greater version of each and every one of us, you are the ruling power. Oh, great spirit of this universe, we recognize that you are the ruling power over all the affairs in our life. We ask you today to lead us, Holy Spirit. Come, guide us and direct us, for we are open to receive all that you have in store for each and every one of us, recognizing the God power in us is greater than anything that's ever outside of us, and we give thanks to that God power today. We give thanks for being the individualized expressions of the Most High Creator. Oh, we give thanks for the self-mastery today. We give thanks for that dominion and that authority that you have given us to walk this planet. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for all that is as you come and bring a fresh anointing upon this line today, God. We give thanks as you bring a fresh revelation, new wineskins. We ask you to expand and open our minds and hearts to receive more of your goodness today, God. I ask you to come and bless us today, God. I ask you to come and bring your anointing upon our life today, a fresh anointing, God. I ask you to open our mind as we surrender to the space where there's nothing but you, Holy Spirit. And that we will, no matter what the seemingly appearances are on the planet, and no matter what we see in the media, we know, Holy Spirit, that you are the ruling authority of the planet. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, that in this right now moment, we can call forth a healing in the land, God. We can call forth a healing in the soil, God. We can call forth a healing in the oxygen that we breathe. We give thanks to the trees for the oxygen we breathe. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, as we call forth that healing upon our land. We call forth peace in our communities, peace in our hearts, peace in our homes today, God. We're calling forth that peace, God. Recognizing that there is no other force greater than you, Holy Spirit. We call forth the greater version of each and every one of ourselves as we operate in our higher mind consciousness, as we speak to every molecule, every muscle fiber, and every organ in our body will come into alignment of the true nature of who we've been sent to the planet today to be whole, perfect, and complete today. We ask that even our finances will come into complete alignment. We ask that our love lives will be restored into complete alignment with that true flow of you, Holy Spirit, knowing that the truth is when we are in alignment, we are operating in our whole perfect and complete presence, recognizing that that's the true self of self, mastering the self of self, knowing that all the questions that we will ever have, the answers in each and every one of us. And we give thanks for that presence. We give thanks to that power. We give thanks to that mind power, that being, that transcending power that is called us today, that individualized expression that the Creator sliced parts of itself and created each and every one of us and sent it to the planet and then chiseled magnificent on every one of our hearts and looked at us and said, ooh, good and very good. Oh, we give honor and thanks that only the Creator can look at us and see itself. We give thanks that when the Creator sees us, it sees itself, and that we are a reflection of that beauty and that presence. And so we give thanks for the presence and the gift called each and every one of us. We give thanks that we are the gift to the planet. We give thanks that our presence makes a difference. And we give thanks for our gifts and talents because the Word said, it'll make room for us today, God. We ask you today to unfold the soul, the goals of our soul today, that we may operate in our own purpose, that we may operate in the gift that you have given us to live in this planet, to live the mighty, powerful presence of the dream that you so eloquently placed in our heart. We give thanks that our dreams and desires are you tapping at our soul, wanting to manifest more of yourself through each and every one of us. We give thanks for the power of that transcending energy that lives as us, in us, and all around us. And as we walk in our authority of love today, we give thanks for the beings of our presence. We give thanks for these body temples that we've been given to express our God-Goddess energy. We give thanks to express the spirit of the living presence call you today, Holy Spirit. We give thanks that we've been given these beautiful, amazing body temples to express you individually in our unique own way. We give thanks today for that presence, for that unique, individualized expression called us. Amen. And so it is. Amen. Good morning, family. Good morning, Holy Spirit. you tuned in to the Love Journey this morning. Yes, this is the Love Journey, and they call it a prayer line, but I promise you I call it an experience. It is an experience. So welcome today to this love experience. Welcome to this new day where all things are washed away, where all things are washed away in this new day. And we get to choose today on this new day how we want to move, operate our being. One of my favorite scriptures is in Acts 17 and 28. And one of the things I like about Acts 17 and 28 is because it says in there that we get to breathe, move in our God being. And have we ever thought about what that really means? What does that really, really mean? For in God we live and move and have our being. For in God we get to breathe and move and live and have our being. And lets us know that we are one with the divine presence of that one source. And no matter how we call it, no matter what we call that presence, that powerful presence that is greater than our physical presence, we breathe, live, and move in that presence. When we acknowledge our oneness today, so we just want to honor the presence of that divine presence and say good morning and invite and invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit. Invite and invoke the presence of the Great Spirit, the Creator, Allah, Most High, Yeshua, Yish, however you name the Great Spirit. We invite and invoke the presence of God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, Allah. Our most beneficent presence. We invite and invoke good morning. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, and the land and the soil, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to this beautiful earth that was given to us for our pleasure. See, the Creator was so cold, and what it did, it created all these beautiful things for our pleasure. For your pleasure, my pleasure, for us to walk and put our feet in the grass. Good morning, grass. The dirt and the soil, and then put your feet in a beautiful ocean. Good morning to the ocean. As we send love out into the universe, good morning, earth, wind, fire, water, and the ethers. Good morning, universe. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family, to the unseen world. As we invite and invoke the angels into the presence of this call, good morning, angels. And as we send our angels out on assignment today, we've been given an authority over the angels to send them out on assignment today. What would you have sent them out today? I sent them out today asking that each and every one of us have an ease, elegance, and grace, and that the angels will pave that way for our ease, elegance, and grace. Good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke the presence of the archangels this morning, good morning, archangels. Good morning to our ascended masters. As we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters of this table of success at the Love Journey, as we eat breakfast this morning, as we spiritually fed with love, and we give thanks to those ascended masters and our spirit guides and our master guides. We invite and invoke their presence. Good morning, spirit guides and master guides. And my favorite morning ritual is to honor my ancestors. You see, to get up each day and to pay homage to those who walked this journey before. You see, no matter how we may look at it, we have to remember those who came before us. And so this morning I pay homage to my mom and all the seen and unseen ancestors in my life and in your life. We honor those ancestors this morning, paying homage to those who walked this planet and left a legacy called you, you, and you, you, and me. And even though I speak as one, I stand here as many. And one, I give a great honor to my mother. The vehicle that was used to bring me to the planet, I honor you, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. And to the great great-grandmothers and the great-great-grandmothers of our lives and the fathers and great-grandfathers and grandfathers and to the great Mother Earth and Father Sky and Mother Nature, I pay homage to all our ancestors this morning. Reminded that the service they left, we give thanks. And as we stand here to our we give love to those who will come behind us. And as we stand in service to our descendants this morning, we pay homage to those who will come behind us and ask for blessings for our seeds and our CCs this morning. We give thanks. And I honor you and your presence. Good morning, my wives and goddesses. Peace to the family today. Love, love to the kings and queens, to the millionaires and billionaires, as I call forth and speak life over the king, the millionaires and billionaires on this line. I thank you for your presence on this line. Good morning, family. This is The Love Journey Incorporated. Yes, you tuned in to The Love Journey. They've been calling it a prayer line, but I call it an experience. This is a love experience. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, transformational life coach, your author of Born to Be Rich, yes, vision board counselor, and I can go on and on, but I've been recognized as a spiritual, been given the gift to remind you that it's all about love. You see, it's only about love. It's about us returning to that one space, that one vibration, and the truth is, like my grandmother said, there's not an ill love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't fill. And I promise you, for every question, love is the answer. So today, I remind you to pour love upon the gift of you today. And even though we haven't done spiritual grooming in terms of love soak, I want to remind you of the importance of loving the very gift called you today. You see, Prince said it best. When one discovers oneself, one discovers God. And Janine said it even better. When one begins to discover and love oneself and honor oneself, one discovers God, Goddess. I promise you, when I went on my journey of learning to love Janine, I never thought that it would move to the level of understanding my gift, my goddess energy to the planet. Yes, I understand who and what I am in this right now moment with so much more clarity than ever before. And it was love that did it, baby. Love did it. Love changed the way I saw things. Love changed the way I operated. Love changed the way I moved my being in the planet. Love healed my wounds. Love transformed my mind, my heart, and my soul. I promise you, love is the answer. When we start to see true love and a true understanding of what love is, see, we still understand love in that foo-foo way that, you know, that we've been taught and that attachment. But see, love is a vibration. It's a vibratory energy. And anything other than operating in that vibratory energy, everything else is an attachment. I promise you, it's fear and attachment. That's not love. Oh, it's not love. Love allows one to grow. Love allows one to be what they need to be, even if I want you in my life and you need to have many and that's not my choice, then I allow you to do what you need to do with love and say, I release you into your space to do what you need to do for you. That's love. All right, but you know, I don't know. That's not what our message is about today. We're going to sing our love song, though. Our love song, because today we're going to bring in that Reverend Ike again, baby. We've been doing Reverend Ike all week. I've been Reverend Ike and Oprah Winfrey out this week, I tell you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful. Oh, amazing, amazing love. Love is just so awesome and everything beautiful. Love. you, a beautiful lady love, for bringing this love experience to us each and every day. Thank you so much. As always, we appreciate your prayers and your acknowledgement of our ancestors on which shoulders we stand. Thank you so much that we can send that love vibration out to those who have, if not for them, we wouldn't be here today. So I'm grateful as love to my grandma Annie. God morning, my beautiful family, the Love Journey family, my Blog Talk family, new callers, guests, everyone. Welcome to another opportunity to sing. I love myself so much. And family, I do invite you to open your lines, pour your heart out today, stand in your mirror, look into those beautiful, amazing eyes, because that who is looking back at you is God. Expressing as you, and tell yourself, sing to yourself, as I will be singing to my beautiful, amazing self, I love myself so much, so I can love you so much, so you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me. And the you that we're speaking to is each and every one, each and every member of our family here on planet Earth, that it's God expressing as everyone. I also invite you to take a moment to just see yourself, maybe walking hand in hand in a circle of love around the planet, shaking that person's hand and walking through, looking into their eyes, as you say, so I can love you so much, so you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me. So let's do it, my beautiful family, on the count of three. Unmute your phones, look in the mirror, hug yourself on the count of three. One, two, three. I love myself so much, so I can love you, love you so much. And you can love you so much, so you can keep loving me. Yes. I love myself so much, so much, so I can love you so much, and you can love you so much, so you can keep loving me. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much, and you can love you so much. So you can keep on loving me. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Feel the love. Feel it, family. Feel the love that is us, God, as us. Continue throughout this day. Send yourself love. Sing that song all day to yourself. Sing it to others. And keep the love flowing and keep it going. I love you all so much. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
All right, all right. We're going to turn it over to Reverend Mama Joyce Segar Ramza. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, love goddess. And thank you for that prayer this morning. I tell you, you gave me some new shoes to put on. You know, I have not seen myself in that goddess position, but thank you, love. I put my goddess shoes on, so I'm feeling good about her being with me this morning. Zakiya, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. I love that rhythm. Well, anyway, good morning, Block Talk Radio guests and family and those regulars, you know. This is Reverend Mama Joy just reminding you that you are a child of the Most High, rock steady God. God that never leaves you nor forsakes you, just keep on loving you. And just making available to you all the power and authority that you need to exercise and to manifest your gifts. And feed the world righteously. I love it. So this morning, this Wednesday, July the 13th, I'm reading from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living, and our writer this month is Blanche Kimball. And I tell you, reminding you again, our spiritual faculty is understanding. The disciple is Thomas. And the physical center is right in the front brain. And the color is gold. So be bold, right? She writes on life support. And this is your piece of the rock for this morning. Life support. No matter who we are, no matter where we live, we're always on spiritual life support. Bless little Jesuses. We need to remember that we live in a universe of spiritual substance that contains all that we need for life. And it is the very essence of life. We receive our nourishment. We receive our spiritual ideas. And of course we do, because we have gifts and talents, right? And this is the bucket from our spiritual ideas flow from. And they're there to mold and to form all that we need in our bodies, all that we need in our minds, and all that we need in our affairs. Oh, bless little Jesus, is this idea, these ideas come equipped, already clothed and equipped with all that is required, all that is required to manifest themselves on the visible and the material plane. So come on, remember that we are all connected. We're all connected to the one mind of God. Ooh, through our thoughts, through our very breath, through our very love. And these are vehicles by which the Spirit expresses through us. Our understanding of this life support, our understanding of this presence, this connection establishes, sustains us in a very healthy, happy state of mind, body, and affairs. This revelation plus the realization of truth principles equals manifestations. According to our level of awareness, it manifests according to our level of expectation. It manifests, come on, Holy Spirit, according to our own acceptance. This is how we establish our own heaven, and this is how we establish our own earth. Remember your own life support. The scripture that supports it is Proverbs 3:19. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens. Be ye established, huh? Amen, amen. Namaste. I chew. Love you.
Thank you,
Mama.
Madam
Goddess.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
That was Reverend Mother Joy Sagana Ramza. Yes, yes, yes. You tuned in to the Love Journey, and this is a really love experience. And I'm excited today to bring to you track 4 and 5 of Mastering Money, reminding you that money is another expression of God's love on the planet. And so it's just another form of energy. And so as we recognize money today as another form of energy, another expression of God's love on the planet, we listen to Reverend Ike Mastering Track 4.
This is a seminar on the subject of the psychology of money, success, and prosperity. So we're talking about the psychology of money, success, and prosperity. Now, exactly what do we mean by that? That state of mind which has power to obtain and attain whatever good is desired. So in this series, you will find that we will be dealing with money as states of mind. We will be dealing with money as thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas. Psychology of money, those states of mind relative to money, those thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas which attract or repel money. In this series, we say that there is that state of mind which attracts money, which attracts success, which attracts prosperity. And loving and blessing prosperity and those who are enjoying it is a state of mind, an attitude, which attracts that same kind of success, prosperity, and money to you. A feeling. We're dealing with the psychology of money, success, and prosperity. Certainly, we are dealing with the feeling nature. The feeling nature has so much to do with money, success, and prosperity. In order to have money, success, and prosperity, one should cultivate the feeling of money, the feeling of success, the feeling of money. You should cultivate it even before you may have it. To rush along for just a moment, I have an affirmation that has to do with cultivating the feeling of money, success, and prosperity. I've given it to you many times before, and it's worth giving to you over and over again. And it's this: I feel rich and elegant. Together,
I feel rich and elegant.
I suggest that you particularly use that affirmation when you're grooming yourself. So even while you're dressing, while you're grooming yourself, you can be working with the psychology of money, the psychology of success, the psychology of prosperity, and it's a good time to talk to your feelings and say, I feel rich and elegant. It will even make your face look better. I have a habit, even if I'm driving along in my car, very often I'll say to my driver, if I see somebody who is dressed very tastefully, who's dressed rather well, I'll just admire the way that person is dressed and sincerely love and bless that person and sincerely love and bless the fact that that person looks successful and prosperous. And I told you years back, you know, you should really never pass a bank unconsciously. Don't be, as Jesus said about some of the people of his day, having eyes and see not. People, don't go around talking about the lack of money. It would surprise you to know how many banks you pass a day. Take one day this week and count the banks you pass. Now, what good will this do? This will increase your consciousness of money. And whatever you increase the consciousness of, you will also increase the experience of. This week, I want you to become conscious of banks, become conscious of money, to the point that you're going to be counting banks. We're going to do things to increase our consciousness of money. Because here again, this is the purpose of this series, to increase your consciousness of money, success, and prosperity. And if I can help you increase your consciousness of money, success, and prosperity, you will automatically increase your experience of it. That's why tithing is so good, and I'm glad tithing came up again, and that this lady submitted her tithe after getting that big settlement, because one of the things that I disagree with the author of this book, the book Money Love, about, is the fact that he says, of course he's fair when he says this, he says that he has never yet been a tither, but friends of his who are tithers report to him miraculous results from their practice of tithing. And at some time or the other, he says he may try that. Tithing is so very important because here again, it increases your consciousness of the spiritual and mental source of money and all good. Tithing is really like the farmer who takes his best seed first and gives it back to the earth so that the earth multiplies that seed and brings it back to him again and again as a continual harvest. In terms of success and prosperity, there are really two times that you should give. You should give first when you want something, and you should give first when you receive a blessing. As a matter of fact, we may also say two good times to give is from your first and from your last. We've had some interesting things happen. People have been down to their last and they've given it, and miraculous things have happened. Well, if you're down to your last anyway, you might as well do the best thing with it, plant it as seed. People who really become tithers are surprised about two things usually. Number one, the 90% left after the first 10% is given in tithe usually goes much further, and people wonder, wow. The next thing that may be surprising is how more money will begin to come to you in unexpected ways. And people who have been having trouble trying to meet their needs and do things out of the whole 100% income suddenly discover that, strangely enough, what's left after my tithe goes much further than it did before I started. Again, Jacob made a vow to the Lord. He made a deal with God. He made a deal to prosper, and it was concerning the mystic power of the number 10. And he said to God, of all that you give me, I will surely give you a tenth. And we're always in this world planting and reaping, planting and reaping. If we don't plant, we're not going to reap. And again, the farmer takes his best seed. He takes those out first. Says, let me take my best seed here. And what does he save that for? To plant. It's just like that old pump that I gave you a demonstration of when I had the money pump here a few weeks ago. The first thing you had to do with that pump was what? Pour something in. And then the first thing you did with it after you caught it and got it going was what? catch something else to leave. You had to give thirst twice. And the pump does not care how thirsty you are. You can be dying of thirst. Your baby can be dying of thirst. You ain't getting nothing out of that pump until you catch it by putting something in it. And as soon as you catch it, don't you get all excited and happy and start pumping and getting the water you want and forget to catch some water in the cup or the bucket to leave for the next time or for the next person. The first thing you do when you stop pumping is what? Catch some water to leave. You're tired. Now, there are states of mind, thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas which draw money. State of mind is the only thing that ever does anything, or has anything, or gives anything, or receives anything. And of course, I'm saying consciousness in a different way. Your very physical body is the incarnation of your state of mind. It is said by scientists that every 7 years, you do not even have the exact same physical body. All of your cells have changed. Seven, by the way, is another one of the mystic numbers. It's a number of completion. It's a cycle. It's a cycle in the cosmos. It's a cycle even in your affairs. And every 7 years, you have an entirely new, different set of cells comprising your physical body. And those cells are manufactured out of the nature of your thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas. In just about every one of the success ideas, I give you that affirmation. Age has no power over me to make me sick and feeble. Only God has power over me to make me well and keep me well. You better keep saying that to your body. Otherwise, your body will be under the governance of the world thought of decay and disintegration. You have to put your body, your material affairs, under the governance of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wholeness. Now, your financial affairs are the direct outcome of the nature of your thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas. State of mind is cause to state of affairs. Repeat that after me.
State of mind is cause to state of affairs.
Mind is the only cause in the universe. There is no other cause. There is no other cause to state of affairs but state of mind. And again, probably my favorite scripture in the Bible. We all have our favorites. I'd say certainly one of my favorites. There is no other verse of scripture in the whole Bible that I love more than this one because it is the key. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's it. Let's quote a bit more of that particular scripture. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. There are roughly two kinds of people in this world, conformers and transformers. Who are the conformers? The conformers are those people who look at conditions as they are and knuckle down to them. Conformers are those people who pick up the newspaper and see where General Motors laid off 200,000 people and said, uh-oh. There goes my job. Conformers are those people who look at world situations and feel that world situations and conditions in society and the system have power over them. Conformers are those people who say, because my old Aunt Susie had rheumatism and died with a stroke, that I have to go the same way. That picks up all the diseases that quote unquote run in the family. The hell with what runs in the family. If it isn't what I want, I ain't gonna run with it. See, that's another thing. Be not what conformed to this world. And you've got to get the world mind out of your mind. That's why the Bible said you must be born again. It's a spiritual rebirth. Being born again is a spiritual rebirth. It is a mental rebirth. When man is born into this world, mind, he is truly born in sin. Because he is born, that scripture has given people a lot of trouble, born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But it's simple. Once the Spirit reveals it to you, it simply means that physically, you're born into a world of negative ideas, and you let those negative ideas shape your personal thinking. You were born black, for example. And because you were born black, they say you must have sickle cell anemia. So you permit that false concept to shape you in iniquity. But be not conformed to this world. The hell with world opinion. Say that with me. Come on. The hell with world opinion. You can condition your mind to draw money, hold money, and enjoy money. Reverend Ike revealing the psychology of money, success, and prosperity. There is a state of mind which draws money, success, and prosperity. Once you learn to establish and maintain that state of mind, then money, success, and prosperity will happen to you easily, naturally, continually. These sessions will help you to establish and maintain that money-drawing, success-enjoying, prosperity-commanding state of mind. That's the purpose of these sessions. You may hear a few new things that I say. Probably more than 90% of what I will say will not be new. The newness that we're working here for is a higher state of consciousness of what we already know. The more you think about something, the more it increases your consciousness of it. The preparation that you make, the effort that you make, all of that will increase your money consciousness, and it will increase your experience of money also. Be conscious of the appearance of success and prosperity, the appearance of luxury. Let success, prosperity, and opulence and affluence, let those things catch your attention. There's an old saying that goes around in, I forget who said it first. It said, you know, the rich are not like you and me. But we can't say that because we are like the rich. But what I usually say is there's something different about the rich. I've been in certain restaurants. I've been in certain places in public. And I'll guarantee you I can pick out the different people, identify them economically. I want you to study successful people. You don't have to do anything special. Just start noticing. Again, and I want to repeat it, I'm going to be very redundant. Don't be like those folks that Jesus was talking about when he said, having eyes you see not and ears you hear not. Pinpoint in your own mind, as you notice, the various characteristics of successful people. And then begin to emulate those good characteristics. I'm not talking about being phony, trying to be somebody else. I'm talking about principle here. I'm talking about qualities. Once you transform your mind, it's even going to transform the way you walk. It doesn't mean you're going on an ego trip. And you see, you have to be careful about this because sometimes people don't understand positive self-image psychology. They don't know the difference between that and egotism. I'm not talking about egotism. I'm not talking about thinking you're better than other people. Start thinking like you got something. Start acting like you got something. Start talking like you got something. Start walking like you got something, and you'll get something. I've told you this before, and here again, it's worth repeating.
All right. Well, we are at 6:55, so we're at the top of the hour. I guess we'll play track 5 tomorrow. And do anybody have any comments, concerns? We are tuned into the Love Journey. Yes, yes, yes. And if anybody has any comments about Reverend Ike this morning, I know we've been doing Reverend Ike all week. We're going to finish out with track 5 tomorrow, the Mastering Money series. Yay! I love it, love it, love it. I have been just in heaven with my Reverend Ike, really focusing in on having a relationship with my money, knowing that I can speak to my money, I can talk to my money. You know, it's interesting because I'm getting ready to apply to my PhD program, and I'm thinking that I'm going to study the wealth, right? So I've been interviewing different wealth people, and this weekend I had an opportunity to sit with different millionaires, and one of them
you may know, Hugh Hefner. And I had to talk to him, and I talked to a guy named Thomas Bowden. And one of the things that they said that was interesting about being rich, being a millionaire, is the stretch that it takes to become a millionaire, the courage. One of the words they use is it takes courage to be a millionaire. It takes courage. I took some copious notes. The other thing it says, that learning to plant money. So we're going to talk more about some of the things that I've been learning sitting with different millionaires and having conversations, because we're going to start on this line a millionaire series, bringing in different millionaires and actually understanding the energy that it takes to move from a space of not enough to a space of more than enough and what that means for you. And I'm excited because that means that whoever takes the opportunity, the courage, and the risk that it takes to become millionaire, to stretch the consciousness into the space of millionaire, guess what? You get to change the consciousness of those around you, and you get to affect change by the gifts that you share with your community. And the more that we can create millionaires, and the more we can create that in our community, I believe that we can create a big change in our community of how our children will look at money, how they will affect change in their lifetime. And so I figured that the Love Journey, this community will make a big impact in the world. And maybe nobody will ever know it, and the world might not know that the Love Journey did it, but I know we did it. So I'm excited about it. Any questions, comments, or concerns, you have the floor, star 6. And if you're on Blog Talk, you know, you can just press 1.
Morning, my sister, Love Journey family, and Blog Talk Ready. I am Rosa J. doing God's way each and every day. And it does take courage. You know, one of the things that I've realized since I've moved into this space of having more than enough, no matter what physically looks like in my bank account, it is constantly being expanded. Example, I have a company coming into my household, and they are detoxing my house, getting a new carpet, painting, people coming in, moving furniture all around and everything. And yesterday I had to pay them more than half of what they required. So when I went to the bank, you know, I don't know how the money got there, because I really am living on just expectancy of money coming in. So I took the money out, and I said, thank you, God, for allowing me the opportunity to circulate this money for a service done well. And I was all right with it, because it wasn't a little bit of money. I mean, it was a little bit of money, because I'm a millionaire, so it doesn't really matter. So anyway, I put the money and gave it to him cash.
All right.
And when I finished doing it, a brother called me and said, Rosa, I desire one of your products. Can you bring it to me? Guess what? Of course I can, because I have it. So my bank account went up $100 more. See, it takes a lot to be able to peacefully and lovingly circulate your money for service well done. You know, when you get that gas bill for, or that electric bill right now for $200, you know, to be able to say, thank you, let me pay this $200 right now.
All right.
And if I can't pay it right now, then let me call them and tell them what I can pay. And guess what? They will accept whatever you desire, because we are gracious and grateful enough to extend our funds for service well done. Yeah. It does take a consciousness to be able to go through this life in abundance, in gratitude, in
more than enough attitude. You know, it's not really what you have physically. It's really your mind. Reverend Ike says it. Joe Vitale says it. All those millionaires say it because they lose money all the time. You know, they'll lose $1 million in a heartbeat. And guess what? In a month or two, they got that million right back. Why? Because they live in more than enough.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rosa. All right. Any more comments, concerns? We're going to make them quick because we're going to get ready to get ourselves off this line this morning. Any more comments?
Good morning. This is Minetti.
Good morning, Minetti.
Good morning. Just a really quick comment. First of all, I love Reverend Ike tremendously. Oh, my goodness. I had, over the past few months, quick story, over the past few months, a very heavy source of income in my household kind of went away. But, of course, the bills increased with graduations and what have you. And so I stopped tithing. And when I stopped tithing, I noticed that there was a depletion, even beyond that income, there was a depletion on the money coming in. And so I realized, hey, I stopped tithing. I better start tithing again. And so I started tithing again. Thank you, Reverend Ike, for the reminder. Thank you, Janine. And so my expectation is that abundance will and is flowing through me easily, effortlessly, abundantly, daily, and fully. So thank you. Thank you so much for the reminder. I love you all.
All right. All right, Brother Ty, that's what Reverend Ike said. All right. Any more questions, comments, concerns? That was Minetti. All right, we're going to invite Jackie.
Hi, Lady Love.
Oh, go ahead.
I just want to know, did anyone get the first affirmation? I missed that.
Did anyone what?
Got that first affirmation that Reverend Ike gave to us this morning.
Where he says, I feel rich and elegant.
Oh, I feel rich and elegant. Thank you. I feel rich and elegant. Okay, I missed that. Okay, I was just getting all choppy. Thank you, love. Thank you. I'll clothe myself in that today. Thank you.
Ah, yes, I will clothe myself in rich and elegant. I love it.
That's right. That's right. All righty. That's a good one. Hey, I may even put that on my feet for my shoes today. Hello. Why not? Yeah. Thank you. Love you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. I see you in, Miss Jacqueline. You ready to do it this morning?
Yes, yes, yes. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you well.
Wonderful, wonderful. I got the grandchildren here with me today, so I can't be as loud as I would love to be. But we're going to continue in our love soak, and we're going to do day 3 principles for our 40-day abundance prosperity. Okay. We're going to do money, 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 money.
No, I'm just calling you in. That's your call-in song.
Oh, okay. I love it. I love it. Thank you so very much, Lady Love. Well, as I was saying, we're going to do our day 3 principle. And the principle for day 3 is, I am conscious of inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. This is our principle for today, family. So write it in your journals and take time to meditate over it and what it means for you. And our affirmation for today is, I will read it and then we will do it together. I am radiant, infinite abundance, living and breathing into action. Let's do it together, family. Unmute your phones.
Okay.
I am radiant.
I am
infinite abundance.
Infinite abundance.
Living and breathing into action.
Living and breathing into action.
Yes. Again, family. I am radiant.
I am radiant.
Infinite abundance.
Living and breathing into action.
Last time. I am radiant.
Infinite abundance.
Living and breathing into action.
Yes,
yes, yes. That is our principle for today, and also our affirmation for today, day three, for our 40-day abundance. Be sure to journal, and what it all means for you on this day. Namaste. Thank you.
You want to grab a night to do it? Because you're busy.
Right.
All right.
The grandchildren here. I don't want to be as loud waking them up. Thank you, Lady Love.
All right. Thank you for giving us that principle today. And remember, get your letters done for the 40-day abundance. Get your letters done. And remember, family, it only works if you work it. And I tell you, this 40-day abundance has really made me think about my relationship to money. I wrote out my affirmation 35 times last night before I went to sleep. I wrote in my journal, and all I could think was, thank you, Holy Spirit, for this opportunity to transform my cells, my DNA. Because think about this, family. If we can change our money relationship, just think about the honoring of those who will come after you. They won't have to work so hard to come from behind the eight ball, cleansing and renewing all the things that we've learned and been conditioned in ourselves and have to release today to get a relationship with money. Guess what? Our children and our children's children and our children's children will have a better relationship because of our work that we've done. Isn't that great? And so when I went to sleep last night, I was grateful because I thought about the fact that I am the game changer in my family. You are the game changer in your family. You've been ordained and called today to be the game changer. So that's powerful. All right, we're going to do our Reverend Ike affirmation. We're going to let Reverend Ike lead us. You know, can't nobody do it like Jackie, even Reverend Ike. And I love me some Reverend Ike. So our affirmation is, speaking to money today. I think she just liked the way Reverend Ike do it. I think that's really what it is. She thinks she's slick because she wanted him to do it yesterday. All right, so here's Reverend Ike.
Oh, wow. Every word that you speak becomes flesh. Every word that you think and speak materializes. Every word that you think and speak comes into demonstration. In the first chapter of St. John, again, the theologians missed it, where it says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. It indicates, again, a great law of life. Our words are always becoming flesh, becoming material, and dwelling among us. If we speak the word of money, that word will materialize and dwell in our pockets and in our bank accounts. And in our wallets. This is pure heresy, but it works. The word always becomes flesh. And so we have to always ask ourselves the question, what is my word? That's why I've got this cliche that I say over and over again to myself and in my services and in my classes. These words, health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Come on, help me say them. Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Now, that may seem like a lot of idle nonsense, but it is not. It is also a fact. And the physicists tell us that every time we speak a word, the very atoms in our body change places. The very atoms in our bodies respond to our words and to our feelings. It is also said that Every 7 years, our bodies have completely different cells. You don't have the same cells anymore after a seven-year cycle. And the new cells of your body are always being built out of your thoughts. Makes you think that my word that goes forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void. Also the Master Jesus said, every idle word that a man shall speak, he shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. And now the day of judgment is not when you die bodily and get resurrected again in the future. Day of judgment is any point in time and space when your thoughts become things. When you meet the result of the thoughts which you have thought, that's your day of judgment. Every day is a day of judgment. Because every day we are meeting our thoughts. We're meeting our words become flesh. So I'm saying this to you just before we talk to money to let you know that this is not an idle exercise. That this has behind it all of the power of mind, all of the power of the cosmos, all of the power of God, infinite good. So with that in mind, let's use our power. You see, that's another thing, and this is why the Master Jesus came, and this is why I'm here. To make you realize and recognize the power that you have. Man is always looking for more power outside of himself. But the power is within you. The power is in your mouth. The power is in your mind. St. Paul in the 10th chapter of Romans said, the word is near you and even in your mouth. But if you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. So say with yourself, I've got a mind full of almighty power. I've got a mouth full of almighty power. I think and I speak what I want into existence. All right, here we go. And this money affirmation is on Reverend Ike's little lesson from chapter 14 of Reverend Ike's book, Health, Happiness, and Prosperity. Buy that book right after the lecture. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, repeat it after me. Money.
Money.
I'm calling you into my life.
I'm calling you into my life.
Money, I know that you hear me. Right here and right now, I'm telling you, money. Money, you love me. Now, we're going to say that once more, but you're going to put your name right in there where it says me. What's your name? Come on, what's your name? What's your name? Is it Peggy or Sue? All right. You're going to put your name in there. Money, you know you love. Come on and put your name there together. Money, you know you love. Hold up. All right. Money, you are welcome in my hands.
Money, you're welcome in my pockets.
Money, you're welcome in my life all the time. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? I open my heart and mind to money in all forms. I open my mind to banknotes. I open my mind to certificates of deposit. I open my mind to good stocks and bonds. Blue chips.
Blue chips,
blue chips, blue chips. I open my mind to money through my loving, appreciating attitude. Money knows I have the right financial psychology. And money loves me in return. Money serves me in divine right ways.
Money
is my obedient servant. I do not serve money. Money serves me. Now we're going to say that sentence again, and you're going to put your name in there on the me. Come on. I do not serve money. Money serves me. All right, we're finishing this up now. Listen to the way I say it. And all of you good people with good lungs, now get ready. Here we go. Money is wonderful stuff. I let money multiply in my life. Thank you, God, in me for money. Thus endeth the lesson. Thank you very much.
All right, family, I just want to remind you, this weekend, Emancipation Proclamation, this is the weekend that I think our wonderful sister is the guest speaker, Cider Enterprise, Claudette Reddick. You don't want to miss this opportunity to be in the space with Emancipation Proclamation. Yes, yes, yes. Guess what else? July 16th, Saturday, the book fair, Asada Kirkland, Chicago's very own soulful book fair. Don't forget, get a chance, stop by 61st and Cottage Grove, send some love, Asada Kirkland. The world's largest baby shower for those who come from a disadvantaged area and you're pregnant and you're looking for some gifts, they're going to be giving out some amazing gifts. My God, baby, 23-year-old will have a Chicago Economic Summit, Women's Summit this weekend, 10 o'clock, Kenwood Academy. And they're going to be talking about finances. They're going to be talking about motherhood, parenting, breastfeeding, health, so many breakout sessions. You don't want to miss this opportunity to give or to be a part of a special event right here at 10 o'clock at Kenwood Academy on Saturday, July 16th. WBON, Taste of WBON, right here Saturday. Woo, we got so much going on Saturday. You know my main man going to be here. Yes, Will Downey in the Chi-Town with Peebo Price and y'all. Yes, down at the Country Club Hills. Too bad I'm going to be out of town. But I tell you what, if anybody see my husband, tell him I love him, and I see him on the next go-round when he come back. All right. Those are all the things happening around Chicagoland area. Don't forget, check out Emancipation Proclamation. Go to the webpage, like her webpage. I'm sure she got some great things going on Facebook, letting us know about the Emancipation Proclamation with Cider Enterprises' very own Claudette Reddick, y'all. The Melody of Joy Institute. They gonna rock it. I'm sure. I had to give Mama Joy a call. find out some things so we can make sure we pub it up on here on this call. Don't forget the Oath of Manifestation today, 10:30. That's 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central. Don't forget to meditate till you levitate with Rosa J every morning during the 21 days meditation. That's with Deepak, Oprah, and Rosa. Come on now. Rosa, Oprah, and Deepak in the same space. Meditate until you levitate, 21 days, how to get unstuck. How to get unstuck. Don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. It's a powerful meditation, doing it at night before I go to sleep. And I tell you, one of the things that I love what she said yesterday is that when you are present, you cannot be in worry. When you are present, you can't be worried, because most of the time we're worrying about tomorrow, we're worrying about the next minute, but when you just get still and get present, I thought that was really powerful. How to get unstuck. It's some powerful information. Get in that, get on that prayer line in the morning at 5:30 Central and 6:30 Eastern Time. You know, I get that time thing different, and that is with Rosa J. Don't forget to go to the web page, Facebook page, and like it. Like it, like it, like it. Well, meditate till you levitate. I want to remind you today that our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Sun Life Services around the corner, August 7th, 39th Street Beach, Oakwood Street Beach, right here in Chicago. I want you to invite a friend. I want you to put that on your calendar. I want you to be right here. We got some powerful stuff going on. We got a wonderful dance choreography piece to Strange Fruit. We are celebrating the sacred masculine. We got a special ritual for the men. I am so excited to bring healing to the men, especially since what is going on in our environment right now. And, you know, when God put it on my heart last year, when we were at the sunrise service, I was standing at the end, and I remember hearing, celebrate the sacred masculine next year, 8th annual. And I was like, okay, God, I got it, I got it. Well, we'll be celebrating the 8th annual, not knowing last year that we would be in such a space with what's going on in our environment and the seemingly appearance of what's happening in the news and the media and the police and all this stuff that's going on in our consciousness. I'm really excited to bring prayers of protection and love and to really let the men in our community know how much we appreciate them, how much we love them, and how much we meet them in our space. And so I'm excited to bring healing to the land, love to the men, love to the masculine energy, our sons, our husbands, our fathers, our uncles, our cousins, however the male energy show up in our space, we just appreciate you. And so this year's Sunrise Service is all about you. It's all about the men. So I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. Make sure you bring a friend. Make sure you let somebody know and come. Send your love. It's going to be powerful, riveting event. I tell you, we're going to open up with a powerful piece, a gospel piece. We got an amazing story that you will hear from Ray Silkman. Ray Silkman has been with us almost every single year. A Grammy Award winning saxophone player. Going to tell his story of how he was homeless and how God turned that thing around. You know, sometimes when we're down to nothing, God is always up to something. And I tell you, God turns that thing around. And that's what we're going to hear from Ray Silkman and his story. And we got a special tribute, healing peace, that we're going to have women in the men. It's going to be powerful. I tell you, you don't want to miss this year, 8th annual Sunrise Service. Come, 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 come. That's August 7th, first Sunday in August, right here on 39th Street Beach, Chicago, Illinois. And I tell you, 5:30 in the morning is when we begin the meditation and really start getting focused. 6 o'clock is when we start everything. And family, there's nothing like the beautiful sunrise. And every year, I tell you, God is so amazing. Every year that sunrise is different but amazing and beautiful. And every year it seems like it gets even more beautiful and more beautiful. And I tell you, I thank God because the weather has always been amazing. Even when it rained, every space in Chicago, it didn't rain on 39th Street Beach. And I tell you, God is so good. It was raining and storming all around different places. But right there on 39th Street Beach, I tell you, there wasn't no rain. people was calling, like, you still out there? You in the rain? I'm like, baby, it's not raining right here. I tell you, God is good. It was thunderstorming. It was raining all over the place. But 39th Street Beach, God had it. Favorite. I tell you, my God is good. And I'm just want to give honor and praise to the Great Spirit for that. All right. If you want to give a donation, remember, none of these things are free. The permits, the insurance, the liability insurance, all of that, the talent, all of it costs, the food. So if you feel compelled to donate or use the Love Journey as your offering, your tithe space, because this is where you get your spiritual food, and you know that, I want you to know that, first of all, I am honored and in gratitude. Anyone decides they want to share their money energy with us, because it means that you believe in the Love Journey's mission. To me, that's the honor. And so I want to first thank you, thank you, thank you. And second of all, I want you to know that the Love Journey is a 501c3. We do and can, right? You can use it as a write-off on your taxes. And just want to let you know, you can go to paypal.com. That's paypal.com. And that's Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com. Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com. And if you have Chase QuickPay, you can also use that same email address to QuickPay from Chase account to Chase account. All right, family. I just want to say thank you, thank you. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey. And I want to remind you today that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And remember, family, to choose love. Because at the end of the day, love really is the only choice. So, family, don't just dream your God-sized dreams, but live them. Live them, live them, live them, family. Have fun today. I'll check you out in the morning. We're going to finish out Thursday with our last part of Mastering Money with Reverend Ike. And then next week, I'm going to Oprah y'all to death next week. I'm going to Oprah y'all to life. I mean, forgive me, Holy Spirit, for that wrong word. But I'm going to Oprah y'all to life next week. I want you all to really understand what it means to live on purpose, what it means to live in your gifts and talents, what it means to live the dream. Family, invite a friend to the Love Journey. I tell you, we're doing some amazing things right here. And I'll check you out in the morning. Have a great, wonderful day. Don't forget to send your angels on assignment. Remember, you have angels. You have a beneficent, unseen world that's here to move life with you. You're never alone. Remember that. The real thing. Sergio Mendez. real things because you are mean.
Yeah. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. I think they all my favorite songs. Right, y'all? Looking forward to seeing you. Love has been on my mind for a long, long time. All right, family, I'm going to see you in the morning. We're going to finish out this week with Reverend Ike. And then Friday, Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Money week, y'all. This is the money week. Yes, yes. I love it, love it, love it. I love life because everything is God and God is everything. I just love it. I love my new view of how things is in life. I'm just loving it. See you in the morning. Have a great, wonderful, amazing day. You get to choose it, though. Remember, you get to choose to make this day wonderful. Have fun doing it. Live the dream. Live the dream. Live the dream. All right. See you in the morning on the Love Journey Experience.